Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, taking we're going to keep this train moving if we can't get to the Gil Tyree. But listen, as we talk about this game, also, whatever is going on with Jalen Hurts, you got to hope that he can be somewhat of himself, because otherwise we're not going to see any bit of Saquon. Oh, is he ready?
Okay.
Go ahead. Give him one for you. You friends with him longer than me.
No, we're going to bring him in.
Yeah, uh-huh.
We've been waiting for him all morning. He made us wait a little bit longer. But we got him. Gil Tyree, welcome in, man. Always great for the first time this year.
Absolutely. Happy New Year to you and Greg, Sam. And congratulations on your awards and all of that. You continue to be the governor of Georgia. And Greg is the senator of Georgia.
We don't do that.
Okay, I'll take that position.
I don't know if people want to do that.
All right, now, Gil, we only got a few minutes here, so we got to keep them tight.
Yeah,
we got a bunch of questions for you. And we started off, I asked Sam a question here. I speculated on you as a Philadelphia fan going into this game. And I realize I know what the answer is, but it's fun to say that. Are you happier about you guys being in this conference game or knowing that Dan Snyder, as miserable as can be, that he's no longer a part of this Washington team that's ascended to this level, and he's out of the country? He's living in London now for the most part, and right. Out of football.
Right. And that's a good thing. Let me take that question first, Greg. I am happy that Daniel Snyder is no longer involved. The Commanders scare me to no end. And what I'm concerned about is a lot about, you know, Jane Daniels and all of that. But here's the thing. I'm concerned about the others, okay? And the others include Zacchaeus, include Zach Ertz, include a lot of people that are around the whole offense that make Jane Daniels go. You know, we talk about Brian Robinson. We talk about Terry McLaurin. Those are the things I'm concerned about. Philadelphia, the Eagles got to step up their game today. This game is really, really, really one where I toss everything out. The Commanders are for real. You guys know both of these teams well. You beat us in week two. You lost in overtime to Washington, and that began the talk about Raheem Morris. So all of that being said, this is a game that scares me. And here's the other thing, too, Greg and Sam. Third time you play these people. They know you very well.
Right.
And the Commanders have something going very special down in D.C.
Yep.
And they're here. They're here in force in Philadelphia that right now.
Fantastic. So, well, here's what I want to know. You know, we talk about Daniels, but we also know about this Philadelphia defense. We know because half of them played at University of Georgia. Talk about these guys and what they got to do today.
Absolutely, Sam. And you hit it right on the head, and that's where I was going. Jalen Carter has to play lights out, and he's capable of doing that. And Nolan Smith continues to evolve and become better. We're going to need all of that and then some. Unfortunately, we won't have N'Kobe Dean, but we do have in so many ways, so many people in terms of Zach Bond. We have other people that will take up some of the slack that N'Kobe Dean's injury has put us in a position, a tough position, and a tough, really, way to be able to fill the gap that he leaves, the big hole he leaves. They're going to need Jordan Davis to play so much better today, Sam and Greg.
Mm-hmm.
He can't just be a run stopper. He has to put pressure on the quarterback, and he has to be effective. His number has to be called today. Milton Williams has to play well. Ajomo has to play well. The rotation. Vic Fangio has to have a scheme that's going to find a way. You're not going to be able to stop Jaden Daniels, but you'll be able to slow him down because he is a problem. He was a problem here when we beat them 26-18 on that Thursday night game, which I really thought that the Commanders should have won. And then you know what happened a week before the Falcons played the Commanders. You know, we played the Commanders down there, and that was that game went right down to the last second.
All right.
So I expect more of that today. It's going to be a fight. And I'm going to tell you something, Sam and Greg. The Commanders and Eagles are going to be the focus of the NFCs moving forward for the next decade.
Wow! All
right. We're going to need Jalen Hurts to be so much better today from a mobility standpoint. How's that left knee going? Can the offensive line give him the protection he needs? Because you know the last time they played, he suffered that concussion. Saquon Barkley is Saquon Barkley, but we're going to need other people too, like AJ Brown, Devontae Smith. I think a healthy Dallas Goedert will help today. It's going to be all hands.
Okay. Now, listen, Gil, you know, you got to us a little late here, and we're up against it, but we cannot not ask you about this second game. We already know what Mr. Crenshaw believes who's going to win this, and I think one of two things are going to happen from the winner of this game. We got a possibility of some history going for a three-peat, or we have what we've been waiting for as far as between these two top quarterbacks, a rivalry, and that don't happen until Josh Allen knocks Patrick Mahomes and his team out going to the Super Bowl. Who do you see coming out of the AFC?
I don't need to answer anything you said at all. I like Buffalo today.
All right.
I like Buffalo. I think it's Josh Allen's time, and I think it's going to be his mark. You hit the nail right on the head. We have a rivalry now, and it passed today to Josh Allen, and he's everything to that Buffalo Bills team. I just don't think I know history, 3 feet, and all of that. It sounds good. Sounds great, sounds sexy and all of that, and we want to talk about that. But Buffalo is special this year. They have played special, and a lot of that is attributed to the way Josh Allen has played.
All right.
Fantastic.
We got to get him back here because, see, if we had you longer, not sooner than you think.
We got to talk Hawks and Sixers.
That's right, that's right.
We're going to see the Hawks in the play-in.
All right. Well, we're gonna bring you back for that. Hey, listen, we'll bring you back. Just trust the process.
Not the process.
Can I say this? Excellent under our acquisition for the Braves of Profar.
Yes, it was. Okay. Yes, it was.
Love it. Yes, love it. Okay.
All right.
I got to go.
Get your menu, man.
Love
enjoy
you, man.
Enjoy
love
the
you,
game and all of that. Gil Tyree.